Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sharita, your host of Women Talking Empowerment Show Live. On today, we're just going to bring a recap. On Saturday, this past Saturday, June the 6th, 2015, we had a special event that will take that took place all around the world with Driven to Destiny Outreach Center and Women Supportive Services, which is a program within Driven to Destiny Outreach Center. I am the president and founder of the organization, Driven to Destiny Outreach Center. And on June the 6th, in honor of those women and children who lost their life due to domestic violence, we had a special event. All we were asking people from around the world and around the country to join us. You can do all three projects or just one. One was to get a purple balloon and tie a note to the balloon stating, you know, that we love you, we miss you, you will always be missed, you will always be loved, in honor of a child or woman that lost their life due to domestic violence. The second challenge was to get a purple marker or crayon or ink pen and write on a poster board or a piece of paper, I am standing to fight the end, to bring an end to domestic violence. And the third challenge was to post a 5 to 15 minute video sharing your story. If you, some of those women shared their story on how they were in domestic violence relationships and how they came out. And we had an awesome, 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 awesome time. We had some women that came and post on our page stating that they were fighting to end domestic violence, and we had some people post pictures and a lot of comments that we got on our domestic violence page. You can also find our page on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/road2recovery1. And did you know 74% of Americans personally know a victim of domestic violence. Wow, 74%. So we're going to share a story with you all. So listen to her name is Denicia Burns, and she shared with us a brief story of her own.
Hello, blessings and love. This is Denicia Burns from D.A. Burns Ministry. And today I want to give honor to all the people who have lost their lives, all the women and children who have lost their lives due to domestic violence. My good friend, Prophetess Sharita Berry, is posting all this information online for awareness. And being a domestic violence overcomer, I had to get myself together to just talk about it for a few minutes, to let the world know it's not over. You know, it's been quite a few years since I was in that situation, and I got out, but it was only by the grace of God. You know, I've had instances where a gun was put to my head and the trigger was pulled and no bullet came out, praise God. And I had to get up. You know, I wasn't feeling well today, but I had to get up to say something to all those others. At that time, when I was going through my situation, I had 3 sons. And it's only by the grace of God, like I said, that we survived, that we made it, that we went on, and that I recognize it. And so I give my testimony whenever I can to whoever I can to let them know that it's something better for you out there. But there's some women and some ladies and some people who didn't make it. They didn't make it out. They didn't get out around their situations. I just had a childhood friend that said her niece, 23 years old, with 3 little boys. And I was there. I was 23 with 3 little boys in a domestic violence situation. She didn't make it, y'all. The kids made it, but she didn't make it. Her boyfriend, he killed her, and they were on Facebook looking for him and trying to get, you know, the information out about it. And so today I'm going to release a balloon. I'm going to, you know, in the honor of all of those women, all of them. It's plenty. It's many. It's still going on. I'm reading about it. You're hearing about fathers killing their children, killing their wives, their girlfriends, significant others, We have got to get to the place where we can believe God for end to stop the violence. I tell people that I'm not just a survivor. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. If it had not been for God and all that he's done for me and my children, where would I be? So I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to let it be known that it's vitally important that just because you came out of your situation don't mean that it's ended for everybody, which is how I used to think about it. And I'm going to release the purple balloon today in memory and honor of those women. And I thank you, God, like I said, once again, that I'm able to reach out and touch someone. And I pray that you get help. Run. Go to the shelter. Let go of your pride. Stop believing he's going to change. Baby, you have to change. I'm not saying that, you know, they won't change. I'm saying you have to change. You have to do something to protect you and your children. You have to provide an environment that's conducive for safety, for security, and for all of that. And so if there's a woman out there right now that's going through something, just listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying handle you and yours. Take care of you and your children. Get that done. And I'm not telling you not to love them, but sometimes you need to love enough to leave the situation. So with all of that said, I pray that it reaches and touches someone. I'm going to let my balloon go, and I'm going to say a silent prayer. Pray with me for those who are still in their situation. Pray with me for those who have gotten out, that they don't go back into a violent situation. Because, see, I know what it is to leave. I left 22 times. So I know what it is to leave. People don't believe me because they said I'm in a successful marriage right now. I've been married for 27 years to a good man, a godly man, one who loves me, one who has fully restored my belief that there is great men out here in the world, and that my situation was just so I could just help somebody else on another day. So I thank you. Know that there is somebody out there that will love you, but nobody can love you like God loves you. Nobody can hold you up like God can hold you up. Nobody can keep you like God can keep you, and nobody can perform miracles, signs, and wonders like God. So with all of that said, blessings to you on this day, and I'm going to release my little purple balloon. Denise
Bunch. Hello, hello, hello. I am Shrita Berry. I am the founder and president of Driven to Destiny Outreach Center, Incorporated, located in the state of North Carolina and in the state of Virginia. So I'm just looking for my notes here. Wanted to share some things with you all on today. I'm doing this video in honor of those women and children who lost their life due to domestic violence. I posted on my Facebook page, which is my Facebook fan page, Transition the Number 2 Change. So you can look up on Facebook on that page. Today from all day today for people to either post a picture of them holding up something saying I'm fighting to end domestic violence, or do a 5 to 15 minute video about ending domestic violence, or give some facts and information about domestic violence. And another challenge was if you can get a purple balloon, fill it up with air, attach a note to it, you know, in honor of a family or a child that lost their life due to domestic violence, and just let it loosen up air. Nothing spent, nothing hard, very, very simple. And I went to the page today, and it is like 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast due to domestic violence. We all know that men do are in domestic violence, you know, situations, but you don't hear a lot about men being abused. You only hear the other side. You only hear, you know, women and children. I got some facts for you, but before I do, I have a number. It's the National Hotline number to domestic violence. So if you know somebody, a family member, or you can have someone in your, you know, in your inner circle, a friend of someone that you may know or you may suspect that may be in a domestic violence situation, give them this number. And the number is 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-7233-SAFE. Give them that number. Pass it on. They have counselors there to answer 24/7. 365 days a week, winter, spring, summer, fall, Monday through the next following Monday, they're there to take calls. Those counselors and those advocates are there to help people to get out of that situation, give them resources, give them a safe haven, a safe escape. So if you know someone that's in a domestic violence situation or suspect someone in a domestic violence situation, or you may be one that's watching this Google hang out right now, and you are in a domestic violence situation, don't know how to get out, call the National Hotline for Domestic Violence, and they will be more than glad to help you help yourself get out of a dangerous situation. And the number is 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233. And I also have some facts that I want to share with you on today. Did you know that 1 in 4 women report each year that they experience domestic violence in their lifetime? 1 in 4 women. 2 million injuries and 1,300 deaths are caused each year as a result of domestic violence. Can you imagine? 2 million. 2 million injuries. That means some woman out there, somewhere that you don't even know, they're getting hit, they're getting pushed down the step, they're getting punched, they're getting kicked, they're getting lit on fire. I mean, you could imagine some of the injuries that women sustain from being in a domestic violence situation, and children as well suffer. 1,300 deaths are caused each year due to, as a result of domestic violence. So as we're recording this right now, some woman just died because her boyfriend decided to raise his hand to hit her. And then he took it a little bit further. He decided to just strangle her and thought he would send her a message, but in turn he killed her. So that's a woman right now that just lost her life to domestic violence. While we're recording this video right now, there's a child that just passed away because she was or he was protecting his parents or his mom from getting beat on by the boyfriend. So the boyfriend decided to take to overturn and decided to beat the child to death. I'm telling you, 1,300 deaths are caused each year as a result of domestic violence. Get this, 2.2 million people call local and national domestic violence hotline. This was in 2004. Can you imagine what the number is? In we in 2015. Can you imagine what the number is today? 2.2 million people in 2004 called local and national domestic violence hotline. That is a lot of people. That is a lot of people. That's why it's so important for us to end domestic violence. It's so important for us to fight, to go to the Capitol Hill, to go to the Senate, to go to the Congress, to get them to change laws and to change bills to protect women, to protect children. You may be saying, I noticed the statistic is this. The stereotype, let's say that, the stereotype is this. Domestic violence only occurs in the African-American community. Well, I'm here to bust your bubble. That is so wrong. Why? Because this. All cultural, all religious, all social, economic, and ethnic backgrounds are affected by domestic violence. People, domestic violence doesn't know color. It doesn't have knows no color. In all races, all religions, you could be a Protestant, you could be a Baptist, you could be a holiness church, a holiness person, you could be a Catholic, you could be a Presbyterian, you could be a Methodist, and you still could be affected by domestic violence. Everybody is affected by domestic violence. It doesn't matter what your background is. You could be a police officer and be affected by domestic violence. You could be a doctor and go to work every day, and you may find yourself in a domestic violence relationship. You don't know. Like I said, domestic violence knows no color. No color. It has many faces. It has no name, but many faces. Domestic violence could be anybody. Anybody you know. It could be the neighbor next door. You wouldn't know it. It could be a girl that lives three doors down from you. You would not know it. It could be somebody on your job. You would not know it. It could be somebody in your church, whatever places, you know, house of worship that you attend. You could be a Muslim and still be affected by domestic violence, because I know some Muslim women that have been in a domestic violence relationship. And it got to the point so bad that the husband decided to overturn the table and started abusing the children. So it doesn't matter who you are, what color skin you are, what ethnic background you are, where you come from, who you live in, with what state, city, town that you stay in, anybody can be affected by domestic violence.
So now I'm going to read to you a comment that was made by a Ms. Smith on June the 6th. And her comment was, "Hello, my heart has always been saddened for the effects of this violence. I believe the loss of lives due to this sickness will prevail, God's favor in heaven. I encourage everyone to educate themselves and the root reason this takes place. May the Lord bless you and keep you." And that was made by one of those that had one of the ladies that posted on June the 6th. Now we're going to read a message that I received from one of our viewers, and her name is Miss Pat Peterson, and she says, "Praise the Lord, I am praying with you in this matter, domestic violence. I too lived in it too. I pray that one day." So she lived in it also, and she's praying with us and standing with us on domestic violence. So we just wanted to share that with you all on today, what we did this past weekend. And we know that Domestic Violence Awareness Month is in the month of October. And I encourage everyone in the month of October to get out your purple and support those that have lost their lives due to domestic violence. Support those families that may have lost a loved one, may have lost a child, because there are a lot of children, lives that have been lost due to domestic violence. Well, I thank everyone for, I do know personally some women that had lost their life due to domestic violence. I had two cousins that had died as a result of domestic violence. I had one cousin, her boyfriend beat her to death, and they found her body naked in her basement. Now her children won't have a mother, will grow up without a mother. I have another cousin, she was disabled, and she had a boyfriend, and she had a daughter, and her boyfriend beat her to death, and they found her body in her apartment. So domestic violence is real. Like I said, it has no name, has no color, it doesn't know religion, but everyone is affected by it. Another comment was made by Miss Sy. She said, been there as well, was in a marriage of 16 years, abused, and was in ministry. Thank God for healing and freedom. And she also said she had a close friend who was killed by her boyfriend in 2004 as a result of domestic violence, and she was 38 years old. In myself, I have been a victim of domestic violence for 7 years, and my abuser was my children's dad, and I thank God for freedom. I thank God for bringing me out of that situation. But there are so many women that are in a domestic violence relationship or a domestic violence situation, and they don't know how to get out. One, it's because they're being ostracized by their abuser. They're being manipulated by their abuser. They're being told no one is going to want to deal with you. You don't have no money. You don't have no job. What skills do you have? Ain't nobody going to love you like me. Ain't nobody going to want you or want to date you. They're being manipulated into staying in the relationship. But I'm here to tell someone today that you may be listening. You may be in a domestic violence situation. Come on, domestic violence situation can be, you can be physically abused, verbally abused, sexually abused, mentally abused, and emotionally abused. That's domestic violence. You don't have to stay in it. You shouldn't have to. There's a way out. There is hope. There's an escape. You can make it without that person. I am a living, breathing testimony that you can. The story that you heard from Miss Prophetess Denisha Burns, she is a witness to letting you all know that you can come out of it and you can be an overcomer. You can rise on top. Don't let your abuser tell you there's no man that's going to want to deal with you, because I'm here to tell you, ladies, that there's a man that is created for you that's going to love you past your hurt, love you past your pain, and love you like a queen that you are. Don't let your abuser tell you, oh, you can't make it without me, and you don't have no money. I'm telling you, once you get out and once you get free, once you get healed and get over and overcome it, you're going to be surprised how far you make it. If I made it, if Denisha made it, if Miss Sy made it, all of you all can make it. Well, this is Sherita, in honor of those women and children who lost their life due to domestic violence. I say to those families, if you are listening and you have a family member that died or passed away as a result of domestic violence, I say to you, and I say to your rest of your family, that your family member is loved, will be loved, and continue to love them in spite of they may not be here, but honor them. And remembrance. Don't think about the bad times. Think about all the good times that you and that family member had. And I salute you. To those women that may be listening and you were in a domestic violence relationship and you came out, I salute you, girl, because you made it out. You're still alive to tell and to share your story. This is Sherita, your host of Women Talk Empowerment Show Live on today. If you desire to be a guest on our show, get in contact with me. Email me info@wenss.com. That's info@activist.com. And once again, if you would like to be a guest on our show, we would love to have you. Send us an email, and we're going to see, can we get you on our show? info.wenss@activist.com. No, ladies, I love you and peace out. And I want to encourage you, ladies, don't look back, look forward, because your future is waiting on you.